Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Let's not waste any time. Let's get right to the phone lines and be joined right now by the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles. He's entering his second season. He is Mike Norvell. Coach, appreciate your time today. You got Dan Matthews with you. How are things going for you right now?
Everything's going well, Dan. Just, rocking along in the winter conditioning program, kind of gearing up towards spring practice. You'll hear in a few weeks, and, there's a great deal of excitement around the facility. Pleased with the work our players are putting in, and how these guys are all kind of coming together as we're building to move forward.
And Coach, forgive me if I missed this. Have you set a date on when spring will begin?
We're going to start on March 9th, and we will conclude with the spring game there on April 10th.
Looking forward to it for sure, I'm sure. Coach, just COVID-19 and trying to navigate it this year and still trying to navigate it as a coach. What has it taught you about doing the job on a daily basis that you feel like you're going to take going forward?
I think one of the areas that we've all grown is we've had to learn how to adapt and be able to operate and communicate in a variety of different ways, and from the virtual learning with how we've had to install in the past. I mean, that's presented some absolute challenges, but we're also able to gain some great experiences, and to be able to know that there are other ways to do it. Even though it might not be ideal, the ability to adapt and adjust, and for our staff, it's been a great opportunity to try to show our players how you respond to difficult situations. And we've seen challenges over the last year. I mean, it's like I said, it's been challenging for everybody in our country, but for us, we've really embraced the opportunity that we've had to grow, and I'm excited about a lot of those experiences and what they the position that they're putting us in now, to be able to take those next steps here moving forward.
I mean, can you allow yourself, Coach, to kind of get into a headspace where going forward and hopefully progressing towards where we hope to be, where there is not the worry of COVID-19 on a daily basis, but this job's not easy. I'm sure you'd be the first to say that, where you say, if we can get through this and we can navigate trying to coach and play a game through these conditions, I mean, what's kind of stopping us when things calm down a little bit?
Well, we're excited to be able to get into a more normal routine. It's one of the things that, especially being a first-year staff, that, it was unique in a lot of aspects because of how we had to adapt, how we had to adjust, to be able to go through a full spring practice, for our guys to understand what the expectation is, how we're going to operate, and then, to be able to build confidence, through, the process of how we prepare and what that looks like. It's going to be fun for us here in the next month, to really, be able to play out the what that experience is and what, how we approach spring ball, but also as we jump into the summer and the fall, to really be able to fall into our new normal, whatever that's going to be, and how we can operate for this upcoming college football season.
He is Florida State head coach Mike Norvell, and he joins us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. Dan in for Chuck here on a Tuesday. And you touched on it a little bit there, Coach. I mean, you got a little bit of a spring practice last year, but I mean, just the excitement level for you and your staff to not only be able to have it on the horizon, but likely be able to have all 15 dates to get that work.
We're looking forward to that, and just the physical development that we've seen from our players throughout January and February up to this point. I'm excited about the positive steps that I've seen. Last year, we were one of the youngest football teams in all of college football. I think it was 75% of our roster was freshmen or sophomores. We've been able to see those guys take great strides in their physical development. You know, obviously, their understanding of what's expected. You know, within the offensive, defensive, and special team schemes. But you know, now to be able to go truly focus on those fundamentals and you know, grow together. You know, as a team, as well as you know, bringing in. I think we have five freshmen that were early enrollees. We had seven transfers that were able to join the program, and you know, already seeing those guys, you know, kind of gel together. You know, to help build the identity for what you know, the 21 Florida State Seminole football team is going
to
be.
Yeah, we'll get to those transfers you just mentioned there in just a second. On both sides of the ball, going to be players that are going to be able to benefit your program in 2021 and beyond. Coach, the other part of it as well is last year you didn't get a chance to experience Doak Campbell Stadium the way that it has been in the past, full capacity, all those different types of things that come with it being the venue that it is in the sport. I believe I read somewhere that you'll go back and you'll watch old YouTube videos. Can you kind of explain to our audience about that, of just, I guess, trying to get a feel of what the full experience could be going forward?
Well, I mean, they, you know, like you mentioned, I mean, Doak Campbell is one of the greatest sports menus in all sports, you know, that our country knows. And you know, this last year, you know, being able to play with I think it was 25% capacity, you know, it was different. And we had, you know, still you could get a sense of the energy and the support of our fan base, you know, even at reduced numbers. But you know, to go back and see the, you know, the great moments, the unbelievable crowds, just the energy that that this place, you know, what it can bring to a contest. I mean, it is definitely unique and you know, an iconic place. And you know, I've got a chance to watch a lot of those you know, on YouTube, and to just, you know, visualize, you know, what that's going to be like. You know, we're definitely looking forward to having that opportunity here this fall.
Florida State head coach Mike Norvell joining us here on the Chuck Oliver Show. And coach, like I said, let's get into some of those transfers. Of course, quarterback Mackenzie Milton is one that I know you get a lot of questions on. And I know you're kind of limited in terms of exposure to him during the offseason workouts as a head coach. But what kind of reports are you getting in terms of how he's looked this offseason?
Well, you know, we get to be a part of a lot of the workouts. So I've got a chance to see him, you know, in the weight room. You know, obviously the agility work that we're doing. I mean, he's doing a wonderful job. You know, really also, you know, just the relationship building and getting to know these guys that have you know, been here, been a part of the program, building those relationships. I mean, it's been a fun transition. You know, Mackenzie looks great. He's moving really well, and you know, excited about spring practice coming.
Had anything really necessarily surprised you about Mackenzie? I mean, I'm sure that you probably had a little bit of exposure to him when you were at Memphis and he was at UCF, but anything necessarily stand out to you about him?
No, I mean, I pretty much had a good sense of the competitor that he was, you know, obviously the leader that he was for that program. You know, had some mutual, you know, I guess, connections and relationships just with guys that were all on that staff, and to hear the stories of what he meant to their program. You know, it's been great having him here, and you know, just the humility in which he carries himself with, but also the confidence in how he approaches everything that he does. You know, really, guys really gravitate to him, and you know, he's excited about the competition that's ahead, and you know, really the opportunity for this team. And that's you know, that's all you can ever hope for. And you know, coupled with the story that he has and the things that he's had to overcome over these last few years, it's definitely a remarkable sight to see.
Again, continuing with Florida State Seminoles head coach Mike Norvell here on the Chuck Oliver Show. Coach, a couple more questions for you defensively. How are you feeling about that unit this year, and also to the transfers that you've been able to add to that side of the ball?
You know, I'm excited about the unit, and you know, the guys that are returning, you know, they've done a nice job throughout this the offseason so far, just of their development. You know, we were really young, and you know, due to injuries and a variety of factors, you know, had to play a lot of different guys, you know, on that side of the ball, and so, you know, guys were able to get some experience. But you know, now going into this offseason, having a sense of where the improvement needs to be, and you know, just individually, collectively at each position. position, and then overall as a whole, as an entire group. And being able to add some guys that I think are going to add to our competition, but also allow us some flexibility of what we're going to be able to do schematically. I think that's it's been a really good off season in that regards, and we're excited about seeing these guys compete. And like I said earlier, you really form the identity of what that unit is going to be as we're moving forward.
And final one for you, your defensive coordinator, Adam Fuller. I mean, what do you feel like he can bring out of them in his second year?
I'm excited about being able to have that continuity. And these guys, you look at our defensive players. They'd had four different they played in four different defenses in four different seasons. And so there's been a lot of change, and there wasn't a whole lot of continuity. But for these guys to have some confidence in understanding the calls, understanding the expectations, putting in the work of what it takes to be successful. I've got high hopes for where we can go and what we're gonna do. And you're definitely excited about what Adam's going to be able to instill in these guys as we're moving forward to this 21 season.
Well, Coach, really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. I know the preparation is probably full go for March the 9th, so we really appreciate your time. Have a great spring, and hopefully we can catch up before we kick off next fall.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, and go Noles.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.